Let's feel into choice for a moment. Notice if there is a choice present in your life today. Notice if you can remember a time of choice. Or even your general relationship to choice. I invite you to consider that the only choice there is ever to make is simply about listening to what is true for you. And listening in this context is about receiving information. Sometimes we listen with our ears. Sometimes we get a felt sense through our bodies and internal imagery. Sometimes we notice signs external to us in the environment or through relationship or conversation. We can have dreams that give us information, or something can arise through meditation. Receiving the information that is true to you and that makes sense to you is key in making good choices. In essence, choice is about how close to the truth we're willing to live. How much do we love the truth that enlivens us, the truth that flows through us effortlessly? How much do we love the life that gives us this experience of being human in this world? That life-giving truth is always leading us. It's always taking us from this experience into all the experiences that come. The life that lives through us connects us to all of our past, all of our memories, all of our possibilities. And as we allow life to simply move through our shapes and forms and minds, we do know what to do because it's already happening. And the choice is about living what is already happening or resisting against it. There is an allowing here that is necessary and a trust that grows. And sometimes when we live very, very close to the truth that moves through us, we might become a little different than our surroundings or the people we know around us. We might start to show our uniqueness a bit more. We might be a fully energized person or a very relaxed and slow person. But that uniqueness is what makes us special. It is what we're here to do. We're here to be ourselves. Living very, very close to the truth shows us who and what we are all of the time. And sometimes that's comfortable and sometimes it's not. And sometimes it brings up shame, and sometimes it brings up other feelings. But as we learn to rest in the truth, the shame or feelings around our choice to be true to ourselves, those feelings are clearly just moving through. They're just karma burning off. They're just something to feel and let go of. Because living close to the truth, living the truth, being as true as possible can become the most important thing. If you want. Not everybody wants that. There is a Sanskrit word, prarabdha karma. And that word refers to how we each as jivas, as individual souls, have been born into this world. And we each have a series of karmas that take us through this world all the way to our death. Whenever that may be and however that may be, it's prarabdha karma. It's a process of life that's flowing us through this experience. And that process of life can be trusted. It's where our true lessons are, which are different for each of us. And it's where the peace is, which is also unique to each of us. We each find peace in different ways. And our unique ways of finding peace and gaining the lessons that we need in this world are embedded in our prarabdha karma. So if we want, we can really trust, we can practice trusting the life that is already moving through us and follow where that leads every day, all of the time. Allowing for the feelings and thoughts to come through, and still choosing to rest in our true nature, in the true life that supports us always. And then we get to see what happens. We get to know our humanness, new and different all of the time. We get to accept and allow for our patterns and personalities to unfold like a rose or a blossom blooming. But mostly, when we choose this kind of practice, we get to relax because life is carrying us. And we get to be held and carried and loved every step of the way. Every breath. And in meditation, this is one space that allows for the practice of sinking deeper and deeper and closer to whatever you find to be true, however you make sense of that. And if you'd like, meditation is also the space to let go of any resistance that's keeping you or us or any human being slightly removed from the truth. Slightly distant or bracing. We can use meditation as the space to relax into and soften anything that's in the way of that relaxing.